Hello there, Consciousness Circle members. I'm here to give you your weekend forecast. So, on Saturday, June 26th, Venus, the planet of love, creativity, relationships, is going to enter Leo. Okay, I have to say, and I have to admit, that I have been looking forward to this ingression for several weeks now, really almost the entire eclipse season, because like the rest of you, I am kind of over it. I have to admit, yes, I appreciate the lessons. I appreciate the things that have come up. Some of the things that have come up require more responsibility of me, which is totally fine. I'm working on that, but I need a break. It's summertime. I need to feel the sense of joy. And Leo does that. And I have to admit, I'm biased because I have a moon in Leo. And thankfully, my moon in Leo and all of my other fire placements give me this need for joy in my life, to just be playful, to just be silly, to just laugh, to just really, really get in touch with my inner child. And so Leo is that. Leo is ruled by the sun. It shines bright. It's of expression. It's the sign of expression, creativity, again, getting in touch with the inner child. I will have a whole lesson and horoscopes for the ingression of Venus going into Leo the same way that I did for Mars going into Leo. That's also something really interesting to keep in mind. The fact that the two cosmic lovers are going to be in this passionate, fiery sign of Leo. But more of that to come later. So, on Saturday, June 26th, we are still under the influence of the full moon in Capricorn, obviously the Cancer solstice. So, the moon is still in Capricorn and will conjunct Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, okay? So remember that earlier this week, we had Venus in Cancer in opposition to Capricorn. This is important because it's similar energies. Venus is in Cancer, feminine Cancerian energy. Now, yes, the moon is in Capricorn and will come together with Pluto energy, but it's similar because the moon is feminine energy. It's originally Cancerian energy. But the fact that it's in Capricorn and it's coming out of a full moon, and we have Venus going into Leo, we have Mars in Leo, we have Mercury just going direct. Look, people are going to be expressing themselves like no other. And I'm not just talking about today. Or this weekend, I'm talking about, I think, this entire Cancer season, and I'll go into that, but it's important to understand that the summer is starting for people. Weekends are really active, so people are expressing themselves in a very raw way. Think about how much energy has been kind of halted, right? And here we have full moon energy, which in Capricorn can be very direct. Capricorn energy is very matter of fact, very black and white, very yes or no. So that direct clarity is going to be on people's minds, okay? Also, understand that Mercury going direct in Gemini, in its home sign, activates the need to communicate. On the one hand, all of this communication, all of this expression, all of this raw expression can really be lovely if you're in safe space, if you're with people you haven't seen in a long time, if you're just with friends who want to have a genuine good time. On the other hand, remember, not everyone manages energy with awareness. So if you're aware and you are aware that others are not, be mindful. Be mindful, gauge situations, pick and choose what types of interactions you really want to spend your time and energy on, okay? Also, the moon later on in the day will enter Aquarius. So Aquarius can also be kind of direct. It's, remember, both Aquarius and Capricorn are ruled by Saturn. It's a cold and distant energy. And so with the moon going into Aquarius, we're going to have much more activity on Sunday. But take advantage of Saturday to just understand that the drama that can arise can really be redirected in a different way. Express yourself. If you paint, if you're an artist, paint, dance, sing, write. If you don't do any of that, go out, have fun, get your hair done, shop for the red lipstick, shop for the red dress. But I will say this, be careful of wanting to cover wounds with the retail therapy. Venus in Leo is like the ultimate diva. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm really not. I love a good, healthy dose of diva in me every once in a while. I really do. It makes you feel yourself. You feel good looking. You feel like you're shining. You're ready to go out with your girlfriends. All of that is great. But sometimes, especially when the moon is having so much action, there's ingressions, and we're coming out of astrological climate that has felt really heavy, people want to just go all out. And Venus in Leo talks a lot about money. And also the moon coming together with Pluto, that's also a sign of money. So be aware of how much you're swiping that credit card, okay? This is especially true because we are still mindful of the fact that Saturn in Aquarius is square Uranus and Taurus. Uranus and Taurus is the redefinition of value of money. Yes, it's on a bigger picture, it's for the long run, all of that. But I'm talking just about Saturday. And the combination of so much energy can have us going wild. And that includes our money. So have a great time. Express yourself. If you're an artist, this is such a beautiful Saturday. And if you're not, no biggie. Like I said, wear the red lipstick, get the hair done, make the appointment to get your hair done, buy the red something that you've always wanted to buy. Express yourself. Speak from your heart, but be mindful. Be mindful of whom you consider to be safe space. Okay? Much love. Bye-bye.